It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. One of the next big frontiers in the energy business is being smarter about collecting, storing, and delivering it. So let's talk about wind farms in China, where IBM has been developing legions of small weather sensors. The sensors translate tidal waves of real-time data to make renewable energy plants more efficient by predicting the weather. Todd Woody is a reporter for the website Quartz.
They put sensors on each individual wind turbine, but then they do a lot of big data number crunching and basically come up with a 15-minute forecast for what the weather is going to be right there and then.
What do you see as the promise of this?
The big bottleneck to expanding renewable energy is integrating into the grid because solar and wind are intermittent. So the sun doesn't shine, no power is produced. The wind doesn't blow, no electricity is produced. So the challenge for utilities is to keep demand and supply in balance. And so if they know exactly what the weather conditions are going to be and they know how much power is going to be produced, say, over the next day, over the next week, it makes it much easier for them to balance the whole grid out. And that means you can add more and more renewable energy to the system.
And this is just really sort of minute calculation here, right? This idea of really trimming out the inefficiencies.
That's right. I mean, this is really taking it to a whole really granular level, to the level of an individual wind turbine. You know, the wind that comes into a wind farm is not uniform. It may affect different turbines differently, which affects the power output. So this way, they can get a really exact idea of how much electricity is going to be generated. And for China, that's really important because this year alone, China is going to add more renewable energy to their grid than the entire generating capacity of the country of Turkey.
Are there other innovations that could spring from this?
I mean, you could imagine that if you could do the same thing for outside your house, that you knew exactly right down to your neighborhood. And I could imagine if you do this in agricultural areas, you're going to get a much better idea of, you know, the weather conditions that affect water use and things like that.
Todd Woody is a correspondent for the publication Quartz. Todd, thank you.
Thank you.
New York City has plenty of things we want but maybe don't need. Artisan pickles, baby yoga, and now classes for dogs to learn how to use iPads. Classes are 90 minutes a pop, but before you freak out, we called up a person who is involved in offering these classes, and she was kind of serious about it. Anna Jane Grossman is co-owner of School for the Dogs in Manhattan.
One fun thing that we've been doing a lot with puppies is teaching them to touch their nose to the iPad with an app that will take a picture of them. So we call them dog selfies. We have a seeing eye dog that we're working with, so we've been sort of doing some games with her on the iPad. But one of them is seeing if we can teach her to differentiate between a button that says black and a button that says white. So the goal is that her owner will be able to hold up two pairs of socks, for example, and Jet can tell her which color they are.
Dog trainer Anna Jane Grossman. And finally, a deadly drone I can get behind. It's being tested in the Florida Keys by government officials. The thing's got an infrared camera to help look for water and the ability to call in the cavalry. Oh, the target, you ask? Mosquitoes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.